From 1955 to 1980, Irv Hennison was the proprietor of the I.J. Hennison Pharmacy on the corner of 25th and Charles Street. The pharmacy is long gone now, but the pharmacist's daughter, Nancy Hennison, has fond memories of being there when her dad was working behind the counter.
In my father's generation, and particularly I think in Baltimore because of the University of Maryland, a lot of Jewish boys who couldn't get into medical school because they were Jewish chose to go to pharmacy school. So I came from a family where there were several pharmacists, and that's something that I feel like is in my bones. And I grew up with this wonderful, wonderful store at Charles and 25th. And it's always felt, well, not always, but certainly in the last few decades, lost, a lost world, and something that I've wanted to write about for that reason. And also, I want to honor my father by keeping his memories alive, the stories that he told me.
To that end, Nancy Hennison joins us this week to share a reading of her memoirette, The Corner Store.
In my father's corner pharmacy, I learned to love drugs. I could see them, feel them, smell and taste them almost any time I wanted. I could watch them being compounded, mixed, and brewed. I knew what went into what, why this tasted bitter and the other sweet. I knew them intimately. I could name the paraphernalia that brought them into being, the spirit lamps, the Etnas, the mortar and pestle. I could handle the tiny brass bell-shaped weights, cool to the touch, and the even smaller, lighter, sharp-edged metal scruples, so thin and delicate that you needed tweezers to pick them up and place them on the balance. Drugs were more than mere medicine. Drugs were the stuff of magic and awe. And like many powerful things, they inspired a reverent distrust. I loved every item in my father's drugstore, from the powdered rouge in the round cardboard containers, the size of a lady's palm, that bore the word framboise, surrounded by elaborate pen and ink curlicues and scrolls, to the mysterious bottles with the clouded glass stoppers that stood on a high shelf above the prescription counter. The soda fountain, oh, the soda fountain, a wonderful curve of green marble and chrome, cracked leather stools in front of it, shiny stainless steel fittings and cylindrical countertop machines behind. From these machines came snowballs and milkshakes mixed with liberal amounts of syrup from stately metal pumps. From the square compartments with their hinged doors came chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream. And from the grill and deep fryer, hamburgers, French fries, and whatever else a child could possibly want. In 1980, my father sold the store. Who could compete with the chains, those hideous emporia of jumbled merchandise, harsh light, and technicians pumping out prescriptions and checking side effects on the computer instead of carrying them in their heads? A copycat printing store occupied the cupola-capped building at Charles and 25th for the next while, and now it is home to the Fusion Nail Salon. Every vestige of the old store is gone, and a CVS squats across the street. But I remember what it felt like to walk into my father's corner drugstore, to smell vanilla, old wood, coffee, and a rich, indefinable odor of medicines being made. I remember it all as you remember a lost world.
Poet and memoirist Nancy Hennison reading The Corner Store, a recollection of her father's store, I.J. Hennison Pharmacy, which operated on the corner of 25th and Charles from 1955 to 1980.